Upon taking office, President Boakai nominated some officials to tenure positions, including the Liberia Telecommunications Authority, Governance Commission, National Identification Registry, and the Liberia Lottery Authority. The nominations sparked debate across the country. Some Liberians accused the president of breaching the law, while others said he had the constitutional mandate to appoint and dismiss officials. Minister of Information Jerelemek Pia says President Boakai welcomes the Supreme Court decision.
The president reaffirms his commitment to upholding the rule of law and will, therefore, honor the rulings of the High Court. President Boakai believes that strict adherence to the rule of law is fundamental to strengthening institutions and building a vibrant democracy.
Anosi Miamen is the executive director of the Center for Transparency and Accountability in Liberia, known as CENTAL. He tells VOA the ruling promotes good governance.
We welcome the ruling of the court. It is a win for the rule of law, and it's also a win for good governance in Liberia. We look forward to the government implementing the mandate of the court. Of course, the government has reasons to remove some of the people who are occupying those tenure positions at the moment, but it has to do that lawfully.
Councillor Arthur Johnson is the lawyer representing Garrison Yellow, the head of the Governance Commission and one of the parties favored by the court. He says the judiciary has demonstrated that certain officials of government are protected under the Constitution.
The Supreme Court's decision define specific issues and answers specific questions regarding the Constitution of Liberia. There are certain officials of government, in short, who do not operate at the will and pleasure of the president, and those officials fall under Article 89. So Garrison Yellow is one of those officials who falls under Article 89 creation, the General Auditing Commission. And so the president of Liberia cannot remove an official of government from that particular autonomous agency without cause. And cause is a condition subsequent. It must be proven before any action of removal.
Liberians remain divided over the Supreme Court's ruling. Some say it was a slap in the face of President Boakai, while others think it shows that President Boakai stands for good governance. For VOA's Daybreak Africa, I'm Denise Nipson in Monrovia, Liberia.